Okay, are you ready for this kind of party that we are just releasing in Raíces Show this afternoon? We are with Felix Peralta, aka El Gato,
Hi.
El Gato Bueno.
Hi,
no,
how
El
you
Gato
doing?
Mal.
That's
how
right.
are you?
Gato Bueno, I'm doing good.
And with David Berkeley Gomez, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Good morning, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, good evening.
New Mexico.
Are you ready for this amazing party with this new baby that you have, Felix y Los Gatos Malos, with this new released album just today, Louisiana Nights?
Yes, we just got it in the mail, thank God, yesterday. So we're ready to release it to everyone that wants to hear it. And that's what music's about, is to play it for all the folks.
And it's shopping season, so make a great gift. This is going to be a nice little collectible because this is the first run print of only 100.
This is really a treasure,
yeah. So
una perlita.
That's right.
So when and where are you going to release this album, like the first party?
Oh, the party is tonight at Tractor Brewery, Wells Park, which is on 4th Street downtown. And that starts at 7 p.m. Again, yeah, that's a free show at the Tractor Brewery.
So we were just sharing some part of this album, Europa, and this is your composition.
Correct.
And that you are including in this album. Why this Louisiana Nights?
We are heavily influenced by Louisiana music and the accordion players over there and how they – we're a blues band. We started out as a just straight-up blues band. And when we took to the accordion, we, of course, you know, we play, you know, some ranchettas and cumbias and stuff, but also we still like blues. And so a lot of our heroes from Louisiana that play the accordion, we decided to include that with it. And it's been to great success and got us where we are now. And so we decided to, you know, pay tribute to Louisiana as a major source of musical inspiration, as well as, you know, South Texas and New Mexico, Santa Fe and Taos, and all of it put together between, what is it, New Orleans and Santa Fe.
That's right. And the South Valley.
And the South Valley. We have to remind our listeners that you have been already here, but we are going to repeat this.
That's right.
This is a local base. Band, Felix y Los Gatos. First time I heard you was in the Santa Fe bandstand, but I know you have been a long time here around.
Yeah.
And South Valley is the, well, if you don't think that it's only in New Mexico, South Valley is a place all over the world, isn't it?
Oh, that's right. Plus, they have the best tacos and burritos like ever.
So, can we share something live with our listeners? We are going to share more of this album, but I want to, well, take the advantage that you are here with your instruments. Can we share something with them?
Yeah, we'll do a song that's a kind of thing for Nuevo México. It's on the album as well. All right. Ready? Here we go. Take me back to Nuevo Mexico, baby, that's my home. I've been on the road to see my old friends. Take me back to Nuevo Mexico. I can see them city lights down in Nuevo Mexico tonight. See my family down in Chile. Take me back to Nuevo Mexico. Échale. I can see them city lights down in Santa Fe tonight. You can see my friend Joe down in Chimayo. Take me back to Nuevo Mexico. Echa, echa. Thank you.
Rancho.
Went to jail up in Santa Fe, then again in MDC. See my friend Dave in the commissary, take me back to Nuevo Mexico. It's the home of Billy the Kid, down in Lincoln County's where he hid. You can hear those guns running down the road, take me back to Nuevo Mexico. Yeah, Charlie.
Sounds great, Nuevo Mexico. Échale.
That's right.
And this is part of this album in which we are announcing that, first time, Raices and mm-hmm. K&M.
That's right. And yeah, first time on Raices.
Well, on Raices actually have been,
I've been with Johnny Alston.
With Johnny Alston, yes.
Which will be appearing on the show tonight with us.
Who are the musicians that are accompanying and are part of this Felix y los Gatos?
Well, we got Johnny
Alston.
How
many cats do you have there?
We got Johnny Alston on flute. And then, we got Mr. Melvin Crisp on drums. We got Norteño Tim on the bass. And, of course, D.B. Gomez on the button accordion and
piano.
And me on Felix on guitar.
Ollie O'Shea.
That's correct.
Plays fiddle on... one of the songs is really, really great song.
Also a fiddle, wow.
Yeah, he plays the fiddle, that's right.
Oh.
And he's amazing.
Are they going all to be tonight in the...
the core band of the quartet. Johnny Alston will be with us, I'm sure.
Definitely.
I think he's said he's going. And.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight, Felix y los Gatos, this local-based band, they'll be performing at 7 p.m. in the Tractor Brewing Wells Park, located in 1800 4th Street Northwest in Albuquerque. It looks like it will be a party. We need a party these days, isn't it?
That's right. We got to just bring out the peace and love and dance, you know, and that's what us musicians are here for.
Yeah. And musicians are so important for these times in which people are still licking the wounds. So, lamiendo las heridas. And the cats know very well about that.
That's right.
Would you choose another song, let's say another of this album that you would like to share with our listeners of, well...
Well, the number 9 track, that was a song called Yo Quiero Más, which... me and Felix collaborated on and got the lyrics for. And it's not necessarily in Spanish, but it does have that as the title.
Uh-huh. What's the story of this song?
Well, it's just a song about wanting more. You know, you get to a certain spot and you want more. You want to continue. You want to keep progressing and moving forward.
Let's listen to this. Yo Quiero Más, I Want More by Felix y los Gatos. Just coming from the oven, I would say the mail.
That's right.
To share with our listeners on K&M. And you were listening in this last part of the show. One of the songs of this not yet released album by Felix y los Gatos. And this is Louisiana Nights, an album that will be released tonight in Tractor Brewing Company mm-hmm. at 7 p.m. So this is like a fresh pair we are sharing with our listeners. And this song was Yo Quiero Más, or Yo Quiero Más, I Want More.
That's right.
And of this album. I was wondering, since I have seen you both playing since a long time together you have a big band now, but you both, it looks like you're like brothers in some ways. Is this my impression, or how did you meet and how did you begin with this musical trip together?
Well, it's been a while, I'd say at least since 2000, so when we started playing together, but that was more a different kind of style of band. He was playing more piano, I was playing more rocking kind of guitar stuff, and then it just kind of, I don't know, we just kept jamming.
We started getting into different styles of music, just investigating and seeing what our abilities were, and we fell in love with Django and Gypsy Jazz, and kind of had that kind of feel going on. And at the same time, we were doing more performances, you know, where there wasn't electricity out at a bonfire or out, you know, at somebody's backyard party or something like that. And I was looking for an instrument that wasn't connected to electricity, and I tried a bunch of them, and trumpet, melodica, harmonica, just in anything. And
glad you didn't keep the trumpet, man.
And so I finally decided on the button accordion, and because of Flaco Jimenez is one of my heroes, and took to it pretty quick, and before you knew it, we were doing gigs, actually our first gig as a duo with accordion and guitar was at the VFW in the South Valley.
Yeah, and my dad gave us that gig. Our first gig with the VFW. Well.
And we thought we were pretty cool. The people didn't, but we did.
At least it pushed you to say, okay, maybe Quiero Más.
Tenacious D moment.
Yeah, definitely. Totally. But then we started getting, you know, pretty serious about it. And trying to, our thing was to mix swing with rancheras. And we started trying to write songs like that. And one of the first songs that we wrote like that was a song called Bushna. And Bushna comes from the beer, Bush, non-alcoholic, because we had a little spot there where we were trying to stay clean. It didn't work out too well, but at that particular moment, we were trying to stay clean.
That was 15 years back or whatnot.
I think I had some legal issues, and I had to stay clean for a little while. But so we wrote this song called Bushna, and it's like a polka kind of mixed with a little swing style. And actually, it did give us a little bit of notoriety, like in the Alibi or something. I think that somebody really dug it, and we started
How about sharing that song that has so much in the heart of first in El Duo, Los Dos Gatos,
sure.
And now in this amazing band.
Let's
that
do it.
We're going. Yeah,
yeah, right,
let's go for that.
And for any of you jamming at home, it's in C. Okay,
that's right.
Ready?
Rusty, but he did pretty good.
Way rusty.
Well, now we don't play those songs as much. We play because we have a repertoire now that's more blues, depending on the venue that we're playing.
Yeah, right. and the audience you have there.
Yeah,
yeah, this is, looks like
that's vintage, ancient gatos. Right,
but I definitely see some good festivals that we're going to be doing, that we're going to be putting on, let's say, in the spring and summer.
Oh, yeah? What are? Can we share some of that information?
Sure. What we're going to do is an accordion fest, and it's in the works right now. It's been in the works for a little while now. But we've got some players that are interested. I'd like to give a shout-out to Kiko Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. He comes from El Paso. He lives here now, and he has a wonderful cumbia style.
Mm-hmm. Carlos Medina from up
Carlos
north.
Medina. He's a comedian and accordion player. He does real good. Also, John Mancha.
Oh, yeah, John Mancha.
He's really good. And also, incidentally, from Lone Pinon, Jordan Wax. I have an invitation to him to come out for the Accordion Fest next spring, and it's all in the works, guys, and it's going to be really good.
Oh, that sounds let me know. Keep me posted with that,
because we definitely will.
Accordion is one of my favorite instruments. Well, maybe because there is a cousin of the accordion, which is the bandoneon, that is one of my favorite instruments for tango. So you might try that one.
Yeah.
There aren't too many here.
We can't forget Michael J. Combs as well.
Yeah. Yes. And this looks like there is a world festival in what is called the Squeeze Box. And so this will be like New Mexican version of that.
Right.
Amazing. So
very true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and I think it has never been that kind of festival here. Focus on one instrument. There are guitar, bat, accordion.
Right. And hopefully we're working with a couple of venues, but there's one, and we're not going to say what it is because we can't.
Right.
It's going to be really great in a big, large.
Yeah, inside, outside kind of thing.
Type of festival thing for family and everything.
Oh, well, we are with Felix Peralta and David. I have you as David, but you mention him like Stevie now. Does he have another nickname?
No, D.B. Gomez.
My name, my stage name is D.B. Gomez, David Barclay Gomez.
Ah, okay.
My name is David Barclay. My mom is Gomez, and I didn't want to leave out half my family, going out and going on the stage and everything, so I call myself David Barclay Gomez to represent both sides.
Both sides. Mm-hmm. So we are with Felix Peralta and David Barclay Gomez, and they're going to be tonight as with the band of Felix y Los Gatos in the Tractor Brewing Wells Park, 1800 4th Street Northwest, to share these just coming from the oven new album, a collectible one because there are only 100. Are you still in the mood of sharing something else? This is a great time for our listeners.
Yeah, we'll play something from someone that we were talking about, Django, a while ago. So we'll do something kind of from our roots.
Yeah, this is
roots.
What we were trying to blend the accordion and the guitar, and this is one of the songs where we first were getting that together. We play this song often as a duo.
What's the song again?
After You've Gone.
Mm.
Yes. Okay, we'll
After you've gone, left me crying. After you've gone, there's no denying. You feel blue, or do you feel sad? There'll come a time, don't you forget. There'll come a time when you regret. Someday, when you are lonely, your heart will break out. Mine is only after you've gone. After you've gone away. Oh, one more time.
Thank you so much for sharing with us this music, and we are with Felix Peralta, aka El Gato Malo, and D.B. Barclay Gomez, and they are from Felix y Los Gatos Malos, and they'll be performing tonight in the Tractor Brewing Wells Park in 1800 4th Street Northwest in Albuquerque.
Yes.
Did I say right?
That's right. Oh. 1800 Tractor Brewery, 4th Street.
Fourth Street,
yes, that's the downtown location.
So we'll be playing from 7 to...
7 till whenever they throw us out, pretty much.
So thank you so much for coming to our show. And you choose another song of this new album for our listeners. Which one will be for them to say, okay, I want to...
This one is... I would like to give a shout out to Felix, because... we both do songwriting type things. We don't get out too much often. Felix has an album of it, and he does some stuff on his own when he does some breweries and such. I haven't got out too much yet. I'm still in my room perfecting the craft. But here's a song from Felix that I really enjoy. It's one of my favorites of his. It's called Cheap Guitar.
Cheap guitar. Well, it doesn't look too cheap when he's playing whatever he's playing. So
that's actually with Ollie O'Shea, the Nashville session fiddle player.
Yeah. Oh. I'm on there a little bit. I'm not focused on Ollie is, of course, but it's a great blend. I love the fiddle and the accordion sound together. It's really a beautiful sound.
Right.
So this is your own composition, the whole song, Felix?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Well, I love this kind of works that also include... Well, in this case, are all your compositions of all your you both?
Yeah,
are the main composers.
We pretty much work together on it.
Mm-hmm. It's not only interpreters; they are composers. So
that's right.
These artists, they look like they are going to hit the party tonight at the Tractor Brewery. How does it sound to you when you're listening yourself?
It sounds great on the radio. My mom would be proud. Love you, Mom, if you're listening.
Yes, Mom.
Yes.
Yes, it's weird to listen it on the radio, isn't it? A little bit.
Yes, I'm very happy.
Yeah, yeah. We are listening. We were listening in this case, Cheap Guitar, composed by Felix Peralta from this album, just as a collectible album, Felix y Los Gatos, Louisiana Nights.
That's
and
right.
They're here in our show. If our listeners or somebody wants to contact you or find out more about the CD, how can they do that?
Well, felixylosgatos.com. We're working on the website. Should be up and running here shortly.
But, of course, you could always find us at facebook.com, felixylosgatos.
Right.
Also, Gato Malo. A lot of people follow Felix. And
Gato Malo,
Facebook.
It's a good
place to get information.
Uh-huh.
Or you could just Felix y Los Gatos Yahoo email, or just come say hi to me at a gig, like tonight at Tractor at 7 p.m.
At 7 p.m. This evening in the Tractor Brewing, and so it's 4th Street, 1800. Can we say goodbye with something else? Or
yeah.
I'm squeezing you.
I would like to say goodbye, New Mexico, because we love you all, and thank you so much for supporting our music. And we'll just throw a little quick little little bag of chili. Quick.
Part. Oh, that one.
Yeah.
I like that.
A bag of chili and G.
Down from the river to the Zydeco Sway. My grandpa come down from the river. Down from the river to the Zydeco Sway. Oh, yeah, yeah, peel it back of chili. Oh, yeah, peel it back of day. Oh, yeah, yeah, peel it back of chili. Baby, coming down to the Zydeco Sway. My sister come down from the mountain, down from the mountain to Zydeco Sway. My sister come down from the mountain, down from the mountain to Zydeco Sway. Oh, yeah, yeah, peel the bag of chili. Oh, yeah, yeah, peel the bag of day. Oh, yeah, yeah, peel the bag of chili. Baby coming down to Zydeco Sway.
Muchas gracias. Thank you so much, Felix and DB.
And remember, you can if you don't make it tonight, you can always get the CD over there exclusively at Bookworks.
Oh,
right. Bookworks,
you are
on Rio Grande.
Okay, local bookstore. So thank you so much for sharing your CD locally as well. We were with Felix y Los Gatos Malos this evening. We were just with Felix and DB Gomez, Barclay Gomez. Mm-hmm. And they'll be performing this evening at 7 p.m. in the Tractor Brewing Wells Park, located in 1800 4th Street Northwest in Albuquerque. Muchas gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you.